Everything in this world happens according to God's plan and design, and it unfolds according also to His time. We have our own plans. We have our own decisions. But are we patient enough? Are we patient enough to involve God in this plan and in this decision? Because many, many times we forget all about God in our own decisions and plans. The readings today, my dear brothers and sisters, challenge us to respect God's plan and His time in unfolding that plan for us. The first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, short one, but I have a very, very long explanation. I need your patience and understanding. Can you? Of course, because I am, no, just kidding. Because I am the presider of the Mass, cannot do otherwise. No, just kidding. Perhaps you will think, oh, you're so bragging and boastful, Father. You're so proud. No. King Ahaz in our first reading is the protagonist. He was threatened and in danger, his kingdom. He's the king of Judah, by the way. So, Pekah, who is the king of Israel, and Resen, who is the king of Aram, Syria, made an alliance with each other to conquer the kingdom of Judah, who is headed by King Ahaz. And Ahaz thought that he needed the help, the superpower during that time. It was not United States of America. It was Assyria, who is a superpower at that time. So he really intended to ask help from Assyria. But then God asked Ahaz, why would you make alliance with the worldly king? I am your God. I am powerful than this Tiglath-Pileser of Assyria, whom you consider a superpower. Why don't you rely on me? I can protect your people. I can save your kingdom. But what did Ahaz do? He was so proud. He was so boastful. No way. I cannot ask help from you. I will not even tempt you. You know, in saying that I cannot tempt you, this is the spiritual alibi. The spiritual alibi of King Ahaz. Because what was in his mind is really to make alliance with Assyria, the superpower, instead of seeking the help from Yahweh, who is powerful than the superpower in this world. He said, no, I will not tempt the Lord. I will not ask help from Him. But then God, Yahweh, was really forceful in His plan. He said, I will give you a sign. And what was the sign? To show you that I am really determined to help you. A virgin will bear a son, will conceive a son, and you shall name him Emmanuel. Even if King Ahaz did not ask the help of the true God, instead made an alliance with a superpower Assyria, Yahweh continued with His plan, and it unfolds in His time. Now, the second reading, the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, the center of the gospel, according to St. Paul, is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who was born in the flesh as the Son of David. Yet after his resurrection, he was recognized not just as a son of David, as a human being, but Jesus Christ was recognized as the Son of God and as God. This, again, is in accordance with God's plan. The unfolding from Jesus, the Son of David, the Son of Man, to Jesus as the Son of God is in accordance with God's plan, and it unfolded according to his time. Even Saint Paul, who was a persecutor of Christians, but later on became an ardent apostle, an apostle of Jesus Christ, still, this journey of Saint Paul from a persecutor to an ardent apostle of Jesus Christ is in accordance with God's plan, and it unfolds also in God's time. In God's time. So there is that plan of God, but this plan unfolds in his own time. Even the incarnation and the proclamation of the gospel is still part of God's plan, at in unfolds also in his time. Now, the gospel, give me a little bit, 20 minutes. Mary and Joseph, they were engaged. You know, this is the first step in the Jewish culture of marriage. A man and a woman could live together, but they could not make physical contact with each other. But they are considered as husband and wife. But they could not have intercourse with each other. So this is the situation of Joseph and Mary. They have their own plan. Yet God has a grandiose plan for them. So God sent an angel and said to Joseph that your wife, Mary, will conceive and bear a son. Of course, Joseph, human as he was a little bit troubled. How can this be? How can my wife conceive when we do not have contact with each other? We don't have physical contact with each other. But the angel said, oh, do not be afraid. Be cool. Be calm. I'm in control of everything. It is all in my plan. Remember, it is in my design. And now you will participate in my grand design and plan. And what is it? You will be the husband of Mary, and you will be the father. Remember, legal father of Jesus Christ. This is my plan for you. You have your own plan. The plan of Joseph is really to divorce Mary because he thought that Mary committed adultery. But there is always this intuition. Listen to this, my dear brothers and sisters. Joseph had an intuition that Mary was close to God, and he thought that what happened to Mary, this is only a moment after, no? That what happened to Mary has been God's plan, and it unfolds in his time. So in a dream, the angel explained to Joseph that it is really the plan of God at work. So they are now participant in the plan of God for their lives. And when Joseph awoke, he followed his dream of taking Mary as his wife and becoming the father to Jesus. We, as what I have said, have our own plans. We even have timetable when we do our plans, right? At this time, at this year, etc., etc. But do we really involve God in making such a plan? Or we are just so, you know, engrossed in ourselves. Why do we have to involve God? This is my plan. Just like Ahaz in our first reading, who was so proud in himself. He thought that he doesn't need God in waging this battle. In our lives, my dear brothers and sisters, there are a lot of battles that we also wage. But do we involve God? Do we insert ourselves into that grandiose plan of God and let God in his time unfold it to us? We only have to be, as what I have said many, many times, during the Sundays of Advent, you already forgot, we have to be patient. Patience is always a Christian virtue that we must develop, not only the season of Advent as we expect and wait for the coming of the Savior. We have in our own personal lives to be patient and let God unfold his plan, which we participate also according to his time or in his time.